As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sarah. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
That's right, baby. Allison in Shackles.
See, I was going to say Lincoln Garden.
Mm. Yeah, I like that.
Yeah.
Washington Garden. Remember Washington Square Park? Remember when that was a story?
Remember that was
and
a story?
Gone. And
yeah. They put up a billboard I saw downtown begging them. And then it comes out yesterday, Kansas City, Missouri is one of the 10 deadliest cities in the world or something like that. Don't want to go to a ballpark downtown, I'll tell you that right now. Ooh, that was a scary survey that came out on Channel 5 yesterday.
Let me ask you something, Mac. Bob, if you could pick one player in the NFL draft this year to go to your Kansas City Chiefs, who would it be and why?
Okay, so this is, I saw a story, I think it was on CBS Sports, about the ideal pick for every team, right? Mm. This is where we are right now. Just whoever you think. So, like, a bunch of teams had, like, Travis Hunter. A couple of them had Shedeur Sanders. I'm like, wait a second. But they're, like, the ideal pick for every team.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to dodge bullets on this one from you guys. But I'm gonna say the running back, Genty. I think he would be the ideal pick for the Chiefs. Now, all things being equal, not worried about the first round label and all of that kind of stuff, like the ideal fit for this offense, I think Genty would be that type of guy. I think he'd be phenomenal in this offense right now. I also think Luther Burden would be a nice fit in this offense,
he'd be
too.
So good. Yeah.
And if he's sitting there at 31, it's going to be hard for not everybody to get excited. Like, oh, my God, let's go get Luther Burden, you know, and whatnot. I don't know if they do. I don't know where they have him ranked or whatnot. But I can tell you right now, like, the perfect pick, I'd love to get Genty in here, but I know he's not going to land out of the top five. And with a first-round grade and a very, very limited type of success rate for these first round picks, especially running backs, you know, it's hard for me to say go ahead and take him in the first round. And it's a good thing because he'll be gone by the time the Chiefs pick there.
I may surprise you, but I'm so with you on this, and I'm so anti running back in the first round.
I am too. I just completely.
But, like, with the Chiefs, what we've seen when they've had Kareem Hunt for that one season when he was, I know it's, you know, only 1,100 yards or whatever he had, but still he led the league in rushing. He was so good in the passing
game. And where
game.
Was he drafted, though?
Yeah, way back.
Third
exactly,
round,
yes.
Right?
And
third
imagine
round pick. Yeah.
You draft the premier, what is talked about being the next Saquon Barkley type talent to the Chiefs with Patrick Mahomes. Yeah, sign me up, dude. I'm so in on this. Yeah, everyone's talking about, oh, we need to get receivers who can catch. All that goes down a big tick if you've got one of the best backs in the league.
Yeah, it would be crazy to get like all things being equal and taking out all the excuses and the narratives and all that kind of stuff. Like, the perfect fit for this team would be a star running back right now. Yeah.
No doubt about it. I would go with Abdul Carter.
That's a good pick, too.
Yeah,
he's the best player in the draft.
Yeah, the reason I say this is he would be the face of your defense for the next 8 years. He comes in to the Chiefs. He would be in that next wave of superstars in Kansas City as you see Travis Kelce slowly but surely fade out of the team perspective because he possibly could retire. You look at Chris Jones getting older. What do you build the team around? One of the two wide receivers, hate to break it to you, probably not going to be with this team forever, and Xavier Worthy and Rashee Rice. I look at that as like a situation when it comes to Cincinnati. We all sat here and dogged them to be like, yo, you're going to pay all these offensive weapons, but you're not going to pay defensive weapons. We know how Brett Veach operates. He's going to look at one of those two guys and say, okay.
One of them getting traded, right?
And then you throw in Abdul Carter, and it's like, okay, where does this next era of the Chiefs go? Well, now it's spearheaded by Patrick Mahomes and Abdul Carter, who could be the next, you know, complete wrecker of a backfield quarterback guy that you hadn't had since Derek Thomas, who was the face of your franchise for many years with him and Neil. And so I think with his talent and his like potential ceiling, it'd be kind of cool to see him in like Chiefs red with Mahomes as like he's the captain of the offense, Abdul Carter the captain of defense. Again, this all goes back to, who could you imagine, or who would you like to see the Chiefs draft if you could take anyone in the draft?
No strings attached. Any players available when they pick. We're having fun. We're not getting into semantics. We're not worried about they pick 31 and all these guys would be gone. If you could pick anybody for the Chiefs, who would you pick? It's a simple, fun question. And so you don't have to worry about logistics and all of that kind of stuff. Just tell us who you think the best fit would be for this organization. And I love the Abdul Carter one, and I love the reasoning that you have for it as well, because you're right. You're going to start to need that new leader on defense as Chris Jones begins to kind of go that way towards, you know, retirement and moving away from the NFL. Not we're saying that he's retiring tomorrow, but
he's 31.
Sooner rather than later on this, right? And you're going to need that next leader with McDuffie and Bolton and those guys on the defensive side of the ball. You need that star defensive lineman. Abdul Carter could be that guy.
We go to the draft tonight. It'll be starting at 7 p.m. on the Four Letter Network, but we'll be starting our show or the draft show, hopefully, immediately after the Royals doubleheader is over. We'll keep you updated on that as well. They play at 1:10 and 4:40 today. Binkley and Unicero, they'll be in studio today at 9 a.m. We'll have Ben Maller at 7:15, and we'll have there's one more I'm missing. Why am I missing it? Oh, Alex Gold at 8:45 to give you some draft props. But the draft also brings a lot of memories. I know that there's a lot of you that probably remember when they selected D. Ford.
I do.
I never knew. I didn't know who he was. And then we all remember the Patrick Mahomes thing. But we also remember like the little things of the draft and memories that probably shouldn't last long, but unfortunately they do because of either the awkwardness or the hilariousness of it. And I don't know if you guys have any favorite memories, but where I start off is just the bong gas mask of Laramie Tunsil. Like randomly stepdad sends this picture to social media, and all of a sudden everyone's like, what in the world?
Yeah.
That one's always one for me. CeeDee Lamb's girlfriend or whoever that was that took his cell phone and then
CeeDee Lamb grabbing the phone away.
Man, it was great. Hilarious. Russell Wilson's wife.
Do we know if they're still together, by the way, CeeDee Lamb and the girl who was with him at the draft?
But I remember the reaction that Russell Wilson's wife at the time, or maybe it was his fiance or girlfriend, but then became his wife, and then they split right before he set the record setting deal. Her reaction, which everybody on the thing on X was like, look at her. She's like, I'm set for life. And Russ is like, wait 3 years.
Yeah.
So that one was always funny to me, but, obviously there are many, that are in there. I think there was one, I think it was Jalen Waddle got drafted. His entire family was in the room.
Oh, yeah, trying to get a hug with him.
And he just immediately left before anybody could do anything.
That was on the internet yesterday. I was watching that laughing.
Like, nope, I'm out. I'm going to hug my agent. That's the guy that means the most to me right now. Sorry, fam.
I'll be back, mom and dad, but we got to take care of some business. For me, one of the great moments, and you named like some of the best ones, the Brett Favre one of him sitting on the bed is always going to be really good in jorts because it's just so perfect of the time and the era that we were in with Brett Favre in the 90s. It was a perfect 90s football picture. You had that. Obviously, Aaron Rodgers dropping was really good. Brady Quinn kind of dropping, very good as well. But I still think one of the best moments for me in the draft is Mac Jones doing that badass walk to the podium after he got picked, looking like Vince McMahon strutting out there like that in his mom jeans. Like, that to me will always be like, that was Mac Jones' greatest moment in the NFL, was walking out after finally hearing his name called by the New England Patriots and Bill Belichick.
And Mac's awesome.
That will always be one for me that I just laugh at. The Laramie Tunsil one is, I mean,
that's legendary.
It's legend. Imagine if that was just 10 years later. Nobody would have cared.
People are like, cool.
Yeah, so nobody. But everybody lost their bleep that day because of that. And it was a dumb picture to tweet out by his stepdad or whoever did that. Like, what are we trying to do here? You're sabotaging the kid on draft night, man. You dope.
Lamar dropping was a pretty big moment.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That was a good one.
Yeah.
Johnny Manziel, I was a huge Manziel and A&M guy, so watching that, I was like, no, yeah, he kept Manziel, falling. No. Yeah.
Well, he was no good. He never should have been drafted. I mean, that poor guy. That's all self-inflicted.
Yes.
But the D-Ford draft pick you mentioned, and I think that D-Ford draft pick will go down, and you'll look back at that pick and realize that was a very important pick because it showed you what this organization is all about. When they drafted D-Ford, they did not need that position filled, but they knew eventually they were going to need that position filled. That was the beginning of when they really started to draft for the next couple of years, as opposed to just that moment, because I remember sitting there and D Ford got picked and I'm like, God, why? You got Tomba, you got Justin, you don't need him. Boy, you did need D Ford. And so that goes to show you, I think the first draft that I realized Andy Reid and company really have a stranglehold on what they're doing. They understand what they're doing. I look back at that D Ford pick a lot and realize, man, that was foreshadowing to where we are now, because you even played the Patrick Mahomes highlight earlier where somebody goes, I don't know what they're doing. They've got a quarterback. They should be drafting a weapon instead of for the future. It's like, no, they're setting the table for the future. That D Ford pick is very, very, very important in the landscape of the way that the Chiefs draft.
Yeah, and then the fifth round, I think they would draft that weapon. Or was that the year before? Tyreek was the year before.
Yeah, Tyreek was 16.
Yeah, so yeah, yeah. They'd already had the weapon. Good studying. Who the hell's Mel Kiper anyway?
They had Tyreek and they had Travis already on the team. They were building their team, and then they drafted the quarterback to kind of, you know, change that narrative.